that started at the house. Everyone would have an old wooden barrel, and some of them would have two. If they had two valleys, they would have those wooden barrels. And when the rain fell, they'd cover them up so that mosquitoes wouldn't get in them, or they'd put a little oil on top to keep the mosquitoes from laying eggs in there.
You mentioned the term valley. Now, what do you mean by valley?
That's where you have a roof like this one here. If there's a stoop up over the house, then you have a stoop coming this way from this part of the house. You've got to have a valley then on either side to carry the water, because it's coming in from two directions, and that is your valley. And the outlet is where you would sit your water barrel for emergency and fire, and to use in spring cleaning without all the drawing that you'd have to do taking it out of the well.
Does that barrel have something you could, did it have a faucet or a speaker?
No, we had to dip it out. We never did have it elevated to where you could put a faucet on it and draw it out. We're just sitting on rocks up off the ground so that the barrel wouldn't rock. And as long as that old oak barrel stayed full of water, it would last from now on. It just didn't deteriorate at all.
What do you call the, you mentioned faucet and spigot, what do you call the thing that that fireman hooks his hose up to?
The plug, fire plug.
Or you ever call it hydrant?
Fire hydrant,
that
or fire plug.
Thing?
That's right, it could be used either way.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever buy a lard? What did a large quantity of lard come in?
And it came anywhere from 4 pounds to 5 gallons. Mm-hmm. 4 pound buckets to 5 gallon containers. Mm-hmm. Was the way the lard was packed, and it's still packed that way.
Was there any special name for the 5 gallon container?
Well, lard can.
Like
Yeah. They have them now that's plastic, but it's still, you would call it a lard can or a lard container.
Mm-hmm. Now, say you want to put some oil in your car, and you had an oil can, you'd have to have what would you make to, or what would you use to put the oil into your crank?
A funnel.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you mentioned that sugar came in a paper bag, or cloth bag. Now, if you bought fruit at the store, what would the grocer put that in?
The loose sugar, it went in paper bags.
Mm-hmm. What about fruit at the store? What about fruit? Was it?
The fruit, if it was apples and oranges, they were put into bags, mm-hmm. paper bags.
Have you ever heard any other name besides bag used there?
No, I don't think so. They still have the paper bags of all sizes from, I'd say a 6 ounce, 8 ounce bag, a 12 ounce bag on up to the big market bag.
Now, if it's made out of cloth, is it still a bag or is it something else?
Yes, I'd say it's still a bag.
Now, the term...
Now, some might call it a sack. We had it when flour was put up in 24s, or even sugar in 5 pound bags was done up in cloth, and we called it a sugar sack, mm-hmm. the small sugar sack, flour sack.
Ever heard anybody call that a poke?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you call the bag or the sack the potatoes are shipped in? Big. What kind of sack is that?
Well, the potatoes come in a jute sack. It's a woven, coarse woven jute sack. Mm-hmm. Which is, the way if I interpret it right, that jute is made from reeds, mm-hmm. or the fodder from reeds, and woven into thread to make those coarse woven sacks.
And what about feed? What kind of sack would
feed? Feeds, a lot of it come in that jute sack, and some of it come in the cotton cloth. Mm-hmm. All feeds now come in paper.